Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Our guest now, Representative Doug Barthel. He is the former police chief of the Sioux Falls PD. He now represents District 10, recently appointed by the governor to head to Pierre. He's replacing former Representative Don Hagar, who resigned to leave the seat and to become state director for the conservative group Americans for Prosperity. Doug Barthel now works for Sanford Health, and he joins us on the phone from Sioux Falls. Representative Barthel, thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me, Lori.
As you look ahead, is it a challenge to come up with your own legislative priorities? Is this more of a listening and learning year for you? How do you approach a first time at the session?
Well, first off, I was honored and humbled to be selected by Governor Dugard to fill Representative Hagar's seat. And, in my role as a police chief, I always enjoyed the public service aspect of it. So this was a rare opportunity to get back into that role, and I only had to convince one voter, so that made it kind of a unique situation. But I've got a lot to learn, no doubt. I was just sworn in last week, I'm fairly new to the role. I didn't actually get the appointment until Labor Day weekend, so. I don't come into this with an agenda. I don't have a bunch of legislation that I was working on or hoping to get appointed so I could usher that through. A lot of it is just for now learning the process. I've had a little orientation already out there, but just getting to know some of the fellow legislators, because frankly, a lot of what they do, I think, is very dependent upon having good relationships with each other. I think you find that in most any government actions. If the bodies that govern don't get along and aren't able to work together, it sometimes can be tough to get things through. So I see that as probably my biggest challenge, just getting acclimated to that, and then on top of that, beginning to learn some of the issues that we'll be facing.
I remember last year, maybe about this time, I spoke with Representative Greg Jamieson, also from Sioux Falls. And when he came back from Pierre, was in the middle of the first session, he said that he had maybe underestimated a little bit the impact of being from Sioux Falls in Pierre and was really kind of learning how to navigate that. I think his exact words were, Sioux Falls is the 800-pound gorilla in the room, and everyone likes to kick the gorilla. So talk about being from Sioux Falls and what do you think that experience is going to be like, and how do you build those relationships outside the city?
Well, and I kind of went through a similar situation as police chief. I, belong to the South Dakota Police Chiefs Association, and being the largest city in the state, I always didn't want to be the one that was kind of the bully in the room or felt like I was the know-it-all, and I frankly learned a lot from some of the people in the smaller communities, and I kind of see this as a similar situation. Actually, the district that I represent is a part of Northeast Sioux Falls, but it also encompasses some rural areas north of Sioux Falls and most of Brandon, so I don't necessarily, even though my home is in Sioux Falls, don't feel like I'm out there just as a Sioux Falls representative. But I think I'm going to, I'm humbled just to be there, so I'm not going to be the big guy from Sioux Falls that's going to come in and try and show them how things are done, because believe me, I'm the one that needs the education more than anything.
It is projected to be a tight fiscal year. Were you able to tune in to the governor's budget address, and do you have some thoughts about some of the challenges ahead?
Yes, I actually was there for the governor's address. Wasn't surprised by it. I had heard that that was probably the case coming forward, and we're experiencing the same situation here locally, just in Sioux Falls government as well, but. I jokingly, after his address, said to one of the other legislators, geez, who spent all the money? Right when I come in, there's no money left to make fun with. But I see that probably as the one thing that's going to really kind of control this legislative session, is just trying to maintain those basic services. And, as was pretty clear with the governor's address, I don't think we're going to see a lot of growth. So to just be, the basic, public safety and education and some of those things which are important to the citizens of the state. So navigating through that, I'm sure there's going to be some other issues, but I don't want to say it's going to be a boring session, but you probably aren't going to see a lot of those new initiatives that you might in maybe a more prosperous year.
Yesterday on this program, we talked a little bit about juvenile justice reform and some of the lawmakers' calls to sort of figure that out and the unintended consequences. And as former police chief, I'm sure that that's something that you've followed over the years. What are your thoughts on changes that need to happen in juvenile justice in the state going forward?
Well, I was actually part of the initial group of the Juvenile Detention Alternatives Initiative, JDAI, which started in Sioux Falls and then also in Rapid City, and so we kind of piloted that program. And at that time, Minnehaha County was on the verge of building a larger detention facility for juveniles and or expanding what they had and spending a lot of money on that, and came to the realization that frankly, we were locking up kids for a lot of things that probably didn't need to be locked up for, and we were doing that at a much higher rate than others around the country. The key to that, though, is the A of JDAI, and that's the alternatives. You've got to have some programs or other initiatives to put these kids into. You can't just simply, whatever the crime might be, now we don't lock you up for that. Now you just go about your way and don't do it again, because odds are they're probably going to do it again. You've got to have some alternative, and there needs to be a little deterrent there as well. So, and as rural as our state is in some areas, that can create some challenges because they don't necessarily have all of those things, maybe within their communities. So, I think there might be some frustration with that. I know law enforcement certainly has some frustrations with some of those justice reforms where, sometimes they joke it's a catch and release where they, go through all the investigation. They might catch somebody for the crime they did and they don't even get locked up and they're just sent on their way. So we need to kind of, some of those things are going to need some tweaking, but I don't think we need to rewind back to, the way we were several years ago and locking kids up for virtually anything. But so there's certainly probably will need to be some work on that as we go forward. I don't think there's a quick solution to it, but I'm certainly willing and eager to do my best to kind of navigate through that.
Does that become a funding challenge then? Is it that the resources are not there, or is it a matter of tweaking and adjusting and looking what's already there and sort of implementing it?
Well, I think it's both, actually, and funding certainly plays a key role in it. It's tempting as a government, say, for example, when, if we were going to build a new detention center, and so instead of doing that, we create these alternatives, but you have to fund them. And so I think the hope and the understanding is that, if you don't spend the money on this, use it somewhere else. But in tight budget years, it's tempting to use those funds for other needs. And, so that creates some challenges. But so, again, I think there's, a happy medium where we can find some compromises and not create budget buster programs, but at least have some of those things in place so we don't have to build more detention facilities and still have those alternatives.
Representative Doug Barthel represents District 10. He heads to Pierre for the upcoming legislative session. Thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Lori, thank you for your time, too. I appreciate it, and looking forward to spending some time in Pierre here very soon.
We'll have you on the show again, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Take care now.